Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lawrence Jackson Jr., a.k.a. the Fantasy Football Lord. You're now tuned into the Lord Don't Lose podcast. Work, 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 work.
That's hard work. That's hard work. That's hard work. Yeah. That's hard work. That's hard work. That's hard work. Yeah. That's hard work. That's hard work. Mama, I hope this help. I'm just praying on my work.
All right, folks, we back up in that thing again, man. Week 11 is now in the books. We are on to week 12. The season just flying by. I hope you enjoyed your football Sunday, because I sure enough did it. Man, I had to watch Matt Ryan get his ass sacked 8 times by the New Orleans defense, man. I can't even say he was running for his life because he can't run. But it was ugly, man. Ugly, ugly, ugly. My boy Todd Gurley, 8 carries for 26 yards. And when they get behind, you might as well go on, count him out the game when they get back behind that much. Julio got hurt again, man. I feel for him. I hate it for him, man, because the man still got it. They 3-7 now, the Falcons, and Julio just want to be out there for his team, man. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens take another loss. Whew. That tough, boy. That tough, man. I'll talk about Lamar Jackson a little more in a minute. Then you had the whole Taysom Hill first quarterback start. Then the backdrop to that is he was tight end eligible on ESPN Fantasy Football app. Just a lot of crazy stuff. By the way, I used Taysom Hill twice in one league, and then I used him in another. I won one, lost the other. So, you know, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. But, hey, what are we supposed to do, man? What are we supposed to do? I took my points. I won one. I lost one. That's just how it go, man. So, speaking of that, like I said, we'll get into Lamar Jackson and the Ravens and what they need to do to make this playoff push, man. They 6-4 now. How do they turn this thing around? I get into Tom Brady and the Bucks a little bit again after their Monday Night Football loss and another multiple interception game by Tom Brady. And then we will talk a little Taysom Hill, the little tight end ESPN fantasy app saga, and can you really start Taysom Hill at the quarterback position in your fantasy league moving forward? And then obviously we'll get into the waiver wire pickups. Let me just be on the record saying this, all right? Lamar Jackson needs to step his game up. That is a fact. And I guarantee you that he knows that. Being the leader of that team, being the quarterback, being the guy who's the reigning MVP, being the player that led them to a 14-2 record, he know that he got to play better. He know that. We all know that. It's not, ain't no secret. Now, the difference is, some of the Lamar haters or the critics, you're going to go just a little bit harder at Lamar than you would is another quarterback if they not playing up to your standards, right? Listen, Lamar Jackson was flawless last season. We was spoiled last season, man. We were spoiled last season. And, you know, you watch a lot of sports media. We see a lot of people on TV. It's always good to have guys who done played the game, know what they talking about, like Ryan Clark, Kurt Warner, a Hall of Fame quarterback, who knows that the scheme, not Lamar, the scheme and the deception of the scheme has been figured out. All right? Offensive coordinator Greg Roman got to spruce it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying, man? And allow his quarterback to do his thing. Because let's be real. Let's be real. And I know a lot of people will say, oh, well, they had the same wide receiver core last season. I get that. But understand, again, like I said, last season, Lamar Jackson was flawless, right? Look, let me answer me that question right here. Be honest. Who you'll take right now? Denzel Mims, Breshad Perriman, and Jamison Crowder are Marquise Brown, Miles Boykins, and Willie Snead. Who you rather take out of that? Let you be honest. I was talking with some people. Somebody said he had a top five O-line. Well, not right now, you don't. Not right now. Like, come on, man. He just lost one of the best top two, three tackles in football a couple weeks back. Had a center who can't even snap the ball out of shotgun, so they had a new center starting this week. So it's not the same team as much as you like to, as much as you like to say. So it's good to have people like Ryan Clark on TV and Kurt Warner who know what the hell they're talking about. And it's time that the team helps out Lamar a little bit, right? Every quarterback that is successful has a little bit of that, just a little bit of help. Last year, again, Lamar Jackson was flawless. But, you know, man, and with all this said, as bad as Lamar Jackson, quote unquote, as bad as he's playing this season, and we talking fantasy-wise, right? He's quarterback nine right now. Quarterback nine. Look how bad he played. Yeah, with a fantasy football schedule, and I know I just shifted the fantasy real quick. With a schedule coming up that include the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants. Play so bad. But I know another guy who this past quarter of the season, you know, he's played better than him, and the other guy's not getting as much flat. Listen, the Ravens got to do something on offense to help the man out. And like Lamar Jackson said, when they turn this around, all you hating ass folks, keep that same energy. Keep that same energy. All right, shifting gears to another quarterback who I will be comparing to Lamar right now. But the first thing I want to know it is, right? The first thing I want to know is, why that man Tom Brady can't take no L, man? Why he can't take a loss with grace? Why can he not shake that man's hand? Is it because he just threw two horrible interceptions in the Monday Night Football game? Come on, Tom. Is it because it took you 45 passes to throw for 200 yards in a game? And despite all that, that Bucs defense kept them in it. Kept them in it. Now, all right, as much as all y'all folks want to be talking about Lamar Jackson, he ain't doing this. He ain't doing that. Man, what Tom Brady been doing recently? What he been doing lately? Besides beating up on teams and running up the score on teams like the Panthers, who you're supposed to do that against? Last week it was throwing a garbage touchdown to Rob Gronkowski when you're already up 18 points with 3 minutes left. Not this week. Not with Jalen Ramsey. Not with Aaron Donald. Right? Last 3 weeks. The last three games, including that great game versus the Carolina Panthers, Tom Brady is 77-25, which is good for 61.5%. 5 TDs, 5 interceptions, and a 75.6 quarterback rating. The guy we all talking that trash about, Lamar, 69.7% completion percentage, 3 TD to 2 interception ratio, and a 90.3 quarterback rating. Both of them are 1-2. And in that last 3 weeks, the Bucs win is against the Panthers. And the Ravens win is against the Colts. Which one of them teams gonna go to the playoffs? And it's cool. You wanna talk? You wanna say something about Lamar? That's cool. You wanna say something, Lamar? That's cool. Say the same things about Tom Brady. And like I said earlier about Lamar Jackson, I'm gonna say it about Tom Brady. He need to play better. He know that. Everybody know that. If the Bucs defense don't play as good as they did last night, they getting smoked again like they did versus the Saints a few weeks ago. The Bucs defense kept them in the game, but Tom Brady threw two horrible interceptions to the rookie Fuller for the Rams. So that's all I ask. Just keep that same energy. Because the past 3 weeks, our most recent history, the past quarter of this season, Lamar Jackson has been better than Tom Brady. Lamar Jackson has had a 90 quarterback rating. Tom Brady has had a 75. Lamar Jackson has completed close to 70% of his passes. Tom Brady has completed close to 60% of his passes. Five TDs and five interceptions last three games, that ain't going to get it. Not in the playoffs. And that's what people like to talk about with Lamar. Oh, he can't do nothing in the playoffs. Answer me this question. Who you rather have as your receiving core? I'm gonna go at it again. Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, and Chris Godwin, or Hollywood Brown, Miles Boykin, and Willie Snead. Throw in Dez Bryant too. Who you rather have? Tell me that. Just keep the same energy. That I'm doing that. Both quarterbacks need to play better. But Lamar Jackson get it a lot worse than Tom Brady do. This man can't even shake hands when he take a loss. Hold that. Whew, man, folks be wild, man. That timeline be jumping with that. Hey, well, and speaking of timeline, the timelines on social media was dominated by Taysom Hill for a plethora of reasons. You know, it went from folks who thinking he ain't a real quarterback like me. I'm one of those. And you know what? Based on the time that he had to throw, I still believe that. Whatever. His tight end eligibility in the ESPN fantasy app was a big thing this week. A lot of folks took advantage of that. While Taysom Hill played a whole game at quarterback, we were slotting him in at tight end. I was one of them. I don't care. I don't give a damn. To be honest, he been at tight end for FanDuel all season. All right. Hell, he might still be. I know on ESPN they just took it off. But that's over with now. And now he will be only at the quarterback position. You can no longer start Taysom Hill as a tight end. The question is now, can you start him as an actual quarterback in fantasy? This is what I say to that. Based on his running ability, right? Based on what I saw versus the Falcons. The thing about this is this. For the next two games, which he should be the quarterback for at least the next two games, they're at Denver, then they're at Atlanta again. Well, versus Atlanta, he had all damn day to throw. He probably 42 years old now with the time he had to throw. Time's just going by. And he got Denver there, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So the next two games, he could be serviceable, especially versus Atlanta. He was throwing ducks, dog. The Atlanta Falcons could not defend it to save their life. He was throwing balls that was hanging in the air, man, longer than Michael Jordan dunking from the free throw line, bro. The Falcons just couldn't defend it. They just couldn't defend it. He had all day to throw. Can you start him in fantasy? It just depends who you got as your quarterback, man. And it ain't that many. Like, I'm not starting him at Denver this week. That just depends on, you have to have no quarterback, but he start a bull based on his running ability. And if he could get a clean pocket like any quarterback, you know, he could do well like he did versus the Atlanta Falcons. As far as the tight end eligibility, I hope y'all enjoyed it. Is it cheap? I don't know. It's whatever. If I didn't have him, I wouldn't have cared going against them. But that's just me. I don't be bitching about stuff. You know what I'm saying? But that's just whatever. But as far as quarterback, he can be serviceable for these next two matchups, based on his running ability and if he get a clean pocket. All right, y'all know how we wrap this thing up by now. Waiver wire pickups for week 12. I just talked about Taysom Hill. You could check that out. Kirk Cousins has been lighting it up. It seemed like ever since he was, like, threatened with that little benching a few weeks back, he been on point. Vikings have been winning up until this point versus the Cowboys, even in a loss. Kirk Cousins was phenomenal. You could get him on the waiver wires. Derek Carr just played an amazing game. That, hell, he would have won. It's just that Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback on the other side. Now he has matchups coming up versus the Falcons and the Jets. Exploit that if you're not settled at the quarterback position, that running back. J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram will not play this Thursday night on Thanksgiving versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, it is a tough matchup, but Gus Edwards will get the call. You'll also see a little bit of Justice Hill, but you'll see Gus Edwards for the most part. You still want to get J.K. Dobbins, though, if you can, even though he ain't playing this week, right? We saw the touches he got this past game versus Tennessee. That could continue. 15 carries for 70 yards for J.K. Dobbins. So even though he's not playing, this is your time to swoop him up on the sly while nobody looking. For the Jets, LaMichael Perine went out with a – he scored an early touchdown. Then went out with a high ankle sprain. Frank Gore filled in, got most of the touches there afterward. That's a pickup if you're desperate. Remember, he played for the Jets, but we love Frank Gore. At wide receiver, I think I mentioned Michael Pittman last week. I mentioned him again. last week, 7 catches for 111 yards. This week, 3 catches, 64 yards, and a touchdown. He's slowly but surely becoming what I thought he would be coming out the draft. Alan Lazard for the Green Bay Packers came back this past week versus the Colts. He didn't have a great impact. That won't last. He will have an impact going forward. Make sure you can get him as your wide receiver 4, and he could be a starter in any desperate situations. You know, you got Julio who out with an injury, so, you know, who knows. And that tight end, ain't much popping, man. I've been saying this for weeks now. If you ain't got Kelce and probably Waller, you hit. But I look at Jordan Atkins if you're desperate there. These tight ends are shuffling in and out of the waiver wire every week, man. So, you know, check those players out on your waiver wire. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Tell your friends about it. Tell your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, and everything else in between. Let them all know about the Lord Don't Lose podcast, man. I appreciate y'all listening. Until next time. Work, 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 work. That's hard work. That's hard work. That's hard work. Yeah. Work.